奉主耶稣圣名要来举办圣餐礼。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we will now hold the sacrament of Holy Communion.
唱诗296首。
Let us sing hymn 296.
在注谢波饼之前，我们先来读几段圣经。
And before we bless the bread and break it, we will read a few passages from the Bible.
看哥林多前书第十一章。
Let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书第十一章
1 Corinthians chapter 11
23节
verse 23
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜拿起饼来24节
24
注释了就不该说就我的身体为你们舍的你们应当如主行，为的是纪念我。25节。
Verse 25。
饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候，要如主行，为的是纪念我。”26节。
Verse 26。
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死。主等到他来，在这里记载，保罗说他当日传给哥林多教会，这个圣餐道理的时候。
And here, it is Paul is saying that when he first delivered the gospel, the truth about Holy Communion to the church in Corinth.
他说这个是他从耶稣领受的。
This he says that this is what he received from Jesus Christ.
因为保罗没有。跟随过主耶稣
，because Paul never personally followed Jesus Christ，
所以主耶稣当日怎么样举办圣餐礼，他没有看到现场。
And so Paul was not at the place where, or when Jesus Christ held the Holy Communion。
以后他从主耶稣得了启示，才明白怎么样来举办圣餐礼。
And he received a revelation from Jesus Christ later on the correct method of holding Holy Communion。
主耶稣被抓去。定赎价那一天的前夕，就是前天晚上。
And the night before Jesus Christ was crucified.
是逾越节的筵席。
It was during the time of Passover.
在逾越节筵席上，他免拿饼祝谢，是我的身体。
And during that time, he took bread and blessed it and said that it is his body.
是为你们舍弃的。
And it is given for you.
然后把它剥开。
And he broke the bread.
拿给门徒去吃。
And he gave it to his disciples to eat.
你们要这么做纪念我。
And he says, you must do this in remembrance of me.
然后又拿杯祝谢。
And he also took the cup and blessed it.
说这个杯是用我的血所立的新约。
And he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood.
你们要这么做来纪念我。
And you must do this in remembrance of me.
又说我们每逢喝出的出喝出这个饼和这个杯说。要表明主的死。
And for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.
这个表明有的译本翻成宣扬主的死。
And so in English, it's translated into proclaim.
主等到他来。
Until the Lord comes.
我们常常举办圣餐礼来宣扬主的死。
And so we often hold Holy Communion to proclaim the Lord's death.
这个圣餐礼机会，再次想念主的爱，多大。
And in this time, we take the opportunity to remember how great the love of Jesus Christ is.
我们从信主到现在多少得到多少的恩典。
How much grace have we received since we believed in Jesus Christ until now?
耶稣在被钉之前，先在克西马尼祷告。
Before Jesus Christ was crucified, he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们看马太福音26章。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音26章。
Matthew chapter 26,
39节
verse 39.
他就往稍往前走，伏伏在地祷告说：“我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这个杯离开我；然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”主耶稣知道钉十字架很痛苦。
And Jesus Christ, he knew that being crucified on the cross would be great. Would be great suffering.
他就求天父让他离开这个杯。
And so he asked the Heavenly Father to let this pass, the cup pass from him.
主耶稣不是说他不要为人舍命。
Jesus was not saying he wants to give up his life. He does not want to give up his life for mankind.
他说希望舍命不要这么痛苦，有比较容易的死法。
But he was hoping for a death that was full of less suffering.
但他不敢强求。
But he did not want to force his opinion.
主要照天的意思。
And so he said, according to God's will.
结果耶稣还是被钉死掉。
And so Jesus Christ was still crucified on the cross.
因为人的罪很重。
Because the sin of man was very great.
好像国家的法律要判罪时候。
It is like when, according to your government's law, they are going to sentence a person.
啊，罪人的罪如果很重，判的刑也更重。
The greater the sin, the greater the crime, the greater the punishment.
那因为人的罪很重。
And because man's sin is very great,
耶稣如果没有受很重的刑罚，
if Jesus Christ did not suffer great punishment,
神的公义不能满足，
then God's justice will not be fulfilled,
神的爱也无法表达出来，
and God's love would not be manifest.
所以耶稣钉十字架受了很重的刑罚，
and so Jesus Christ being crucified on the cross, it was a very heavy punishment.
忍受痛苦的极限。
And he came to the threshold of pain.
一方面神的公义得到满足，一方面神的爱也表达出来。
And so that God's justice can be fulfilled, and also God's love can be manifest.
主耶稣怎么样被钉这个过程？
And the process of which Jesus Christ was nailed onto the cross.
福音书的记录很简单。
The Gospels record it very simply.
书篇的预言比较详细。
And the prophecies in the book of Psalms are more explicit.
因为耶稣所遭遇的书篇有好多预言。
Because the things which Jesus Christ went under, there were many prophecies in the book of Psalms.
我们看书篇139篇。
Let us look at Psalms 139.
139篇啊。
Sorry, Psalms 129.
129篇的第三节。
Psalms 129, verse 3.
129篇三节。
Psalms 129, verse
3. 如同狐狸的在我背上，狐狸而耕，耕的犁沟甚长。这个是预言耶稣的被打的很多的伤痕。
And this is a prophecy of how Jesus Christ will be beaten with many wounds.
好像种田人用犁把他犁沟。
And it is like the plowers have plowed through his back.
那个背的犁沟很长。
And then these are very long.
当时罗马兵用的鞭的尖端有钩啊，这个钩有的是用兽的骨头做的，有的是金属的铜这一类做的，很尖锐。
And so at that time, the Romans were using hooks, and these hooks were made from either bone of animals or of metals.
那罗马兵用力戳打他的背时候，这个钩就勾住他的肉，然后那边就受了伤。
And so when these Roman soldiers were scourging Jesus Christ, they would whip it into him, and then the hooks would catch, and then they would rip out.
所以主耶稣的背就有一些伤痕，流了好多血。
And so Jesus' back would have many wounds, and was bleeding a lot.
再看这个书篇二十二篇。
And let us look at Psalms 22.
书篇二十二篇。
Psalms 22,
第十三节
verse 13,
他们向我张口，好像抓住吼叫的狮子。耶稣在钉在十字架上时候
，When Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross,
十字架下好多犹太人大声吼叫。
The Jews were all surrounding him and yelling at him,
好像狮子这样凶猛。
They were like a lion.As fierce as a lion.
耶稣已经被钉上去，他们还不满意。
Jesus Christ was already crucified, but they were not yet satisfied.
大声吼叫。
They wanted to yell at him.
在这个时候，耶稣替他们祷告。
And at this time, Jesus Christ even prayed for them.
这个记在路加二十三章。
And this is recorded in Luke chapter 23.
他对神说：“父啊，赦免他们。”
He said to God in heaven, He said, Lord, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they know not what they do.
如果他们知道耶稣的弥赛亚。
if they knew Jesus Christ was the Messiah,
一定不敢把他钉死架,
they would not dare to crucify Jesus Christ to death.
不知道才这么做,
but because they do not know, this is why they did it.
所以耶稣要饶恕他,
and so Jesus Christ wanted to forgive them, and he asked the Heavenly Father to forgive them.
在这么痛苦时候, 他没有求神伸冤, 没有求神替他伸冤,
and at that time, when he was in such pain, he did not ask God to take vengeance for him.
反而求神赦免这些人的过犯,
but he asked God to forgive them.
再看到十四节,
and let us look at verse 14.
我如水被倒出来, 啊, 他身上好像水倒出来,
and his body has become like water.
因为有血太多, 就有这个脱水的现象,
because he has bled so much.
他不但被抽打, 而且又被用荆棘编的冠冕戴在头上,
and not only was he whipped and scourged, but he also was given a crown of thorns to wear on his head.
啊, 那个冠冕, 荆棘的冠冕是有很尖锐的这个刺, 一根一根扎透他的头皮,
and this crown of thorns, it is filled with many sharp thorns that pierced into his head.
头上有好多的伤痕,
and so there are many wounds on his head as well.
然后又被钉在十字架上,
and then he was crucified and nailed on the cross.
血流太多,
the blood kept flowing.
就好像水倒出来,
and so he's like water that is being poured out.
脱水的现象, 我的骨头都脱了节, 我的心在里面如蜡融化, 啊, 这个说骨头脱了节,
and then he says that all his bones are out of joints.
啊, 有没有说一个不小心一个关节脱臼就很痛苦,
and if we ever have a dislocated bone, then it is very painful.
耶稣全身骨头都脱节,
Jesus Christ was, all of his bones were out of joints.
就是全身疼痛,
and his whole body was in pain.
啊, 因为他被戳打很厉害,
because he was stabbed, and he was also hung on this cross.
啊, 又说我的心在我里面好像蜡融化,
and he says that his heart is like wax, which has melted within him.
这表示他心很忧伤,
which is to say that in his heart he is very sorrowful.
啊, 因为耶稣是 以色列人,
because Jesus Christ is the Messiah which the Israelites were waiting for.
按照预言应验, 他出生在伯利恒,
and according to promise, according to prophecy, he was born in Bethlehem.
又是同你所怀孕生下来,
and he was born of a virgin.
又行神迹给他们证明我是弥赛亚,
and he performed many miracles to prove that he is the Messiah.
但他们应信不相信,
but they did not believe him.
把他钉在十字架上,
and they crucified him on the cross.
这些人如果不悔改来信主信耶稣,
if these people did not return back and to believe in Jesus Christ,
他们将来一定灭亡,
they will of course be destroyed.
所以耶稣越想心越难过,
and so his heart must have been very sorrowful.
就像, 啊, 蜡融化,
and be like melted wax.
啊, 好像有的儿女不听父母的教导,
like some children, if they do not listen to the teachings of their parents,
父母也会很伤心,
and the parents will also be very sorrowful.
如果儿女的行为很过分严重时候, 啊, 父母也会感觉心像蜡融化,
and when the children act out in a very excessive manner, then the parents' hearts will also feel like this wax that has melted.
15节,
in verse 15,
我的精力枯干如同瓦片, 我的舌头 贴在我牙床上，这边讲到耶稣精力枯干了，他的舌头因为太口渴，就贴在牙床上，那么精力枯干到像瓦片这么干燥。
And he says that his strength has dried up like a potsherd, and his tongue clings to his jaws, and his tongue is clinging because of how thirsty he is, that it sticks to the top of his mouth.
那血流太多就口渴。
And after, when you bleed too much, you become very thirsty.
所以他说我渴了,
and so he said, I thirst.
啊, 罗马兵没有拿水给他喝,
the Roman soldiers did not bring water
to him,
but they bring the gall and the vinegar to him.
啊, 这么样口渴时候连一滴水都求不到,
and when he is so thirsty, he is still unable to even get a drop of water.
啊, 到了16节就说,
and then in verse 16,
潜力为主, 恶党环绕，他们砸了我的手我的脚，就是他的手跟脚都被用钉钉在十字架上。
And his hands and his feet have been nailed onto the cross.
我曾经画过耶稣被钉十字架的图片，是想象画，因为当时没有人给他画像。
And there are paintings of Jesus Christ on the cross because, but they are all imagined up.
有的图片是铁钉钉在这个手掌。
And some of these pictures, they show a metal nail going through the palm.
也就是钉在这个地方啊。
And some are in the wrist.
十几年前，陈学院去以色列旅游的时候。
And a few years ago, when the theological students went to Israel for their vacation.
我就问那个导游啊，一个牧师啊，他问他说，耶稣钉十字架是钉手掌呢，或是钉这个地方啊？
So I asked the tour guide. I asked, was Jesus Christ nailed through the hand or through the wrist?
刚好我们在书店买书。
And at that time we were in a bookstore.
他就随便拿一本书下来。
And he said, take any book off the shelf.
是考古谁发现？考古谁的发现
？And the archaeologist finds.
他说这个历史的见证。
And he said, this is history.
里面很多图片。
There are many pictures inside.
到翻到一页是记录两千年前罗马兵用钉十字架这个苦刑来处罚罪人的图片。
And he found a picture of how Roman soldiers used to crucify people as their punishment.
当时被钉十字架埋在地里，有的已经变成化石，化石。就埋在地里久了，变成化石。
And at that time, the people who were crucified on the cross and buried, they had already returned to the dust.
化石不会烂掉，不会烂掉。
Oh, they were mummified, or they were not decomposing.
那其中有一个图片，这个钉十字架的化石啊，就是铁钉钉在这个地方。
And so, when one of the pictures was shown, it was shown that the people, it was crucified through, they were nailed through the wrist.
他说这个历史的见证。
And so this is history.
所以他说，耶稣钉十字架应当不是钉手掌，应当是钉这个地方。
So Jesus Christ was most likely nailed through the wrist and not through the palm.
钉在手掌很容易这个裂开坠下来，因为人有体重，那么手掌的骨头很小。所以很容易掉下来，就裂开了。
If you're nailed through the palm, then because the palm's bones are very small, then they'll likely crack and then you will fall.
那钉在这里，这个骨头比较粗，有这个挡住了啊，所以就不会掉下来。
And so if you nail through the wrist, then the bones are stronger and then you will not fall off the cross.
那这里的血管比较粗，所以流血的量。应当更多。
And then also there are bigger blood vessels in the wrist, and so you will bleed more also.
因为血流太多，所以就会口渴。
And then because you bleed too much, then you get thirsty.
全身像水倒出来。
And the whole body is like water being poured out.
十七节。
And verse 17.
我的骨头我都能数过，他们瞪着眼看我。他说他的骨头可以算有几根。
He says that he can count all of his bones.
因为全身骨头都脱节。
Because all of his bones have disconnected themselves.
所以他能算有多少骨头。
So he is able to count how many bones he has.
全身疼痛。
And his whole body is filled with pain.
没有马上死去，但活得很痛苦。
And he did not die immediately, but he suffered greatly in his life.
因为我们以前没有信主，背逆神。
And because we did not believe in Jesus Christ before, and we went against him.
这个罪很重。
And our sin was great.
So, 耶稣就替我们承担这么重的刑罚。
And so Jesus Christ went through this great punishment for us.
他不但是身体受了这样的折磨。
And not only did he physically go through all this turmoil.
更可怕是他的魂下阴间受苦。
But even more so is that his soul went down to Hades.
马太福音二十七章。
Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27, verse 45.
从午正到深处，遍地都黑暗。十六节。
Verse 46.
一在深处，耶稣大声喊着说：“以利，以利，拉玛撒巴各达尼！”就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？ 中午十二点到下午三点。
And so from noon until 3.
应当是太阳很大的时候。
It is the time when the sun is the greatest.
结果变成遍地黑暗。
But there was darkness all over the land.
圣经里面预言主耶稣再临说太阳月亮没有光亮光。
The Bible prophesies that when Jesus comes again, the sun and the moon will not light.
神的怒气临到世界上所有的罪人。
And God's wrath will come upon the whole earth.
耶稣在十字架上三个小时遍地黑暗，就好像世界末日的情况。
And Jesus Christ, when he was hung on the cross, in these 3 hours, it is like the conditions of the end times.
神要倾倒给世人的怒气，耶稣一个人承担。
And God, Jesus was taking on the entire wrath of God that...which would go to all of mankind.
四十六节说到了下午三点，他大声喊叫。
And in verse 46, it tells us that at 3 o'clock, he cried out.
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
And he said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
就是耶稣的魂瞬间受苦时候。
And this is when Jesus' soul went down into Hades.
肉体的折磨他可以忍受。
He could take this physical turmoil.
魂下阴间无法承担。
But the soul going down to Hades, this is something that no one can take.
神啊，你怎么离弃我？
And my God, why have you forsaken me?
今天世界虽然充满罪恶。
And this society today is filled with sin.
但神还没有离开这个世界。
But Jesus Christ, God has not left this world.
神还照常给我们有阳光，有雨水。
God is still giving us the sun and the rain.
啊，能让我们能够生存。
So that we may survive.
而且到处有人传福音，要大家信耶稣。
So that we may preach the gospel and that people are believing in him.
等到世界末日来。
And until the end, and wait until the end days.
世界被毁灭。
And the world is destroyed.
得救的人上天堂。
And those who are saved go up to heaven.
灭亡下地。
And those who are to be destroyed go to hell.
那时候只有天堂有神的爱。
And at that time, only heaven will have God's love.
地里面没有神的爱。
There is no love of God in hell.
耶稣被丢弃就是这个时候。
When Jesus was forsaken, this is the time.
看提神后书第一章。
Let us look at 2 Thessalonians.
提神后书第一章。
2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
第七节。
Verse
7. 也必使你们这受患难的人与我们同得平安。那时主耶稣同他有能力天使从天上在火焰中显现第八节
Verse 8
要报应那不认识神和那不听从我主耶稣福音的人第九节
Verse 9
他们要受刑罚就永远沉沦离开主的面和他全能的荣光啊，这里说耶稣要跟天使降临
And here it says that Jesus will come down with the angels
然后要报应不认识神和不听从福音的人
And then he will take his vengeance on those who do not believe in the gospel.
不认识神的是外邦人
And those who do not know God, those are the Gentiles.
不听从福音的是犹太人
Those who do not listen to the gospel are the Jews.
犹太人认识神
The Jews know God.
但他不听从福音
But they do not listen to the gospel.
所有没有信耶稣的人
And then all the people who do not believe in Jesus Christ.
还有外邦人
This encompasses both the Jews and the Gentiles.
都要受惩罚
They shall all receive their judgment and punishment.
惩罚的情形在第九节
And the punishment is told in verse 9.
永远沉沦
And forever.
永远是没有终点的
And forever it is endless. There's no.
然后离开主的面和他的荣光
And they are forever not in the, in the glory of God.
离开主的面就是没有主的看顾
They are no longer in the eyes of God, and God is not looking after them.
没有主的爱
They do not have the love of God.
离开他的荣光在黑暗里面
And to leave from him the light of his lights, then they are in darkness.
地里面是黑暗的
In heaven it is darkness.
人多喜欢光明，害怕黑暗。人都喜欢光明，害怕黑暗。
And most people are, they enjoy the light and are afraid of the dark.
黑暗的地里面，一定大家心里都非常恐惧。
And so in hell, where there's always dark, then people must have a very, a great sense of fear.
离开主的面，就是没有主的爱，没有主的看顾。
And to be away from God's, to be away from God's light, then it is without God's protection.
耶稣说：“神啊，怎么丢弃我？”
And Jesus said, why has God forsaken
him? 就是他的魂下阴间 受苦的时候
which is when his soul enters into Hades.
这个诗篇有预言
and this is also prophesied in, prophesied in Psalms.
看诗篇十六篇
let us look at Psalm chapter 16.
十六篇的第十节
Psalm chapter 16 verse 10.
诗篇十六篇第十节
Psalm 16 verse 10.
因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。这是大卫的诗篇。
And this is a psalm of David.
但大卫没有这样的经验。
But Saul, David did not have such an experience.
这个就是预言弥赛亚的遭遇。
But this is a prophecy of the things which the Messiah would undergo.
你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，这个、你是天上的神，我是基督。
And when it says that you will not leave my soul in Sheol, you is God, and me, and the me is Jesus Christ.
这里的灵魂原文是魂啊，就是不将我的魂撇在阴间。
So here it says that you will not leave my soul in Sheol.
在马太书的二十八节那里说，将来灭在地里的是人的魂跟身体，身体是复活的身体。
And in Matthew it says,
灵体啊。
In Matthew it says that the soul and the body will be thrown into Hades.
啊，那这里所以说，耶稣的魂不会撇在阴间，就是说，曾经到过阴间，没有留在那里，又出来了。
And so here it says that you will not leave my soul in Sheol, which means that the soul must go there and then is taken back out.
在旧圣经的阴间，有时候是主的坟墓，叫做幽冥的地方。
And at that time, in the Old Testament, when it says Sheol, it is Hades, and it just also means the place like a grave.
好像耶稣被哥哥陷害。
For example, when Joseph was tricked by his brothers,
卖去埃及当奴隶。
He was sold to Egypt to be a slave.
然后把耶稣衣服撕碎。
And then they ripped Joseph's clothes.
沾了动物的血。
And they dipped it in blood.
带回去给雅各认。
And they brought it back to their father.
雅各看到耶稣的衣服撕破又有血。
And when Jacob saw his son's garment ripped in with blood, he thought that his son was killed by a wild beast.
就是我要悲哀地下阴间到儿子那里。
And he says that I am going to, in sorrow, enter Sheol.
那里阴间不是地狱啊。
And this, this is not,
是幽冥的地方，叫做墓地。
This is not Hades, but this is the grave.
那刚刚所读的十篇十六篇十五节，这个阴间不是墓地。
And here in Psalm chapter 16, this Sheol it is not this grave.
因为去墓地的是身体，不是魂，魂不可能到墓地。
Because that which enters the grave is not the body, but because a body cannot.
所以这里的阴间跟圣经所说阴间的意思一样，叫做地狱。
And so this Sheol, it is talking about hell or Hades.
也不叫你圣者见朽坏。
And then you will not allow your Holy One to see corruption.
身体复活没有烂掉。
The body will not decompose.
前面讲一只魂下阴间没有被撇在那边又出来，后面讲他的身体复活没有烂掉。
And so the first part talks about how the soul will not be left in Sheol, and the second part talks about how the body will not see corruption.
如果没有耶稣的魂下阴间去为我们尝死味，我们就永远灭亡。
If Jesus Christ's soul did not go down to Hades to taste it for us, then we would all be destroyed forever.
肉体的痛苦，他一直忍受。
And he continued to withstand the physical suffering.
圣经预言好像羊被剪羊毛说，或者要被宰杀。带去宰杀地方说安静没有声音。
And the Bible talks about how he was like a lamb being led to either the shearers or the slaughterers, and he was silent without a sound.
但是当这个遍地黑暗那个时候
，But during the time when it became darkness,
他魂下阴间去
，And his soul went down to Hades.
虽然时间很短
，And it was a very short time.
他大声喊叫
，But he cried aloud.
没有办法忍受。
And he was unable to withstand.
我们今天能够得到主的救恩。
And so today we are able to receive God's salvation.
免去神的愤怒。
And to bypass the wrath of God.
不至于永远灭亡在地里面。
And we do not need to go eternal damnation in hell.
是因为耶稣替我们忍受这么大的痛苦。
It is because Jesus Christ went through such great suffering for us.
我们再看约翰福音第六章。
And let us look at John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章
John chapter 6
53。约翰六章五十三节。
56节。 And here Jesus says that he who eats his flesh and drinks his blood has eternal life.
我要在他里面,
and he will be in him, and I will be in him.
末日要复活。
And in the end days, he will resurrect.
啊, 我们从这一句话就知道, 领圣餐礼跟得救是有关系的。
So from this, we know that Holy Communion is connected to, to receiving salvation.
因为除了肉, 他的肉血以后, 他要进到我们里面。
Because after you eat his flesh and drink his blood, he will enter into us.
我们的生命跟耶稣基督合为,
and our life becomes one with Jesus Christ.
我们的灵性会更加长进,
and then our spirits will continue to grow.
我们属灵生命会更加丰盛,
and then
属灵生命更丰盛,
and our spiritual life will become will prosper.
那耶稣来说, 我们要复活都永生,
and Jesus will give us this resurrection of life.
再看哥林前书第十一章。
Let us look back at 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书第十一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11.
28节。
Verse
28. 哥林前书十一章28节。
1 Corinthians 11 verse 28.
人应当自己审查, 然后出这个饼和这个杯。
29节。 Here it is talking to the Corinth church at that time.
有人领圣了以前没有省察,
and then people would not examine themselves and they would carelessly partake of the Holy Communion.
有罪也没有悔改,
they had sinned but they did not repent.
所以有的人生病,
and so some were, became ill.
有的人死掉了,
and some even died.
这个是历史的教训,
and this is the teachings from history.
所以我们以前的老前辈每次在举办圣章里说都一定会读这一段。
And so, since we started, then people would always read this passage before Holy Communion.
还没有受洗的人, 罪没有得赦免,
and those who have not yet received baptism, your sins have yet to be forgiven.
主耶稣的肉跟血是圣洁的,
the body and, and blood of Jesus Christ, they are holy.
所以还没有在我们叫受洗的, 就不能领受。
And so if you have yet to receive baptism in our church, please do not partake of the Holy Communion.
有的虽然在别家受洗, 但我们认为别家受洗没有按照圣灵方法, 也没有圣灵见证, 也没有受罪功效。
And there are people who are baptized in other churches, but we believe that the baptism of other churches is not done correctly and thus does not have any effect.
啊, 所以在别的受过洗礼, 但还没有在我们叫受洗的, 也不能领受。
And so if you have been baptized in another church, but have not been baptized in the True Jesus Church, please also do not partake.
那受洗后, 如果有小的过患, 悔改, 可以得到赦免。
And if you, after you are baptized and you have small sins, you can repent.
如果有大的过患, 就不要接受, 不, and, 不要领受这个圣餐。
But if you have committed a great sin, please also do not partake of the Holy Communion.
当时的公教因为有人没有悔改, 随便领受, 所以受了惩罚。
At that time in the Corinth, in the Corinthian church, because people didn't were not examining themselves, then they were judged and punished.
因为这样我们要谨慎, 不要轻易, 随便领受。
And so we must be on guard, and we should not carelessly partake.
那圣章里的道理, 我就讲到这个地方。
And then I will speak until here.
我们现在要来祝谢薄饼。
So now we are going to bless the bread.
哎, 哎, 传道。 Give thanks.